Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, and glad to be your hosts on your local radio station. And reminding you, the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is going to be coming up in Rapid City, South Dakota, of course, one of the premier events of the season. A new event this year is Bullfighters Only on February 1st. And, of course, they've got the Ian Munsick concert with special guest Colby Acuff coming up on February 7th. Where can you find tickets and information? Well, that's at their new website, blackhillstockshow.com. You'll find out the whole event list and where to get tickets for all of that at the blackhillstockshow.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need for any ranching publication. They've got all the information you're looking for. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching right there in one publication. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com for details.
Didn't you have a couple of funny things that Jim Thompson had sent to us the other day?
I did. And actually, I thought, I've been pondering this, and you know what I'm going to be doing mostly today?
What?
Doing a little cleaning off my desk. Do you ever have to just stop and do that?
Yeah, sometimes you do.
Yep. I just got a huge variety of things, a plethora, shall we say. So, here's a couple. Does anyone else have a plastic bag full of plastic bags, or is it just me?
No, we all do.
Jim Thompson shared these. I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 6 years in a row.
Only six?
And one for the road means going to the restroom before you leave the house. These are just some of the musings that Jim Thompson shared with us. What have you got, Mike?
Oh, I had one of those classified newspaper ads that I think are funny, so I like to pass those along to everybody. The ad said, wanted, man, to take care of cow that does not smoke or drink.
Well, it's a good cow, at least, that you'd be taking care of.
That's right. So, anyway, I just had one of those left I wanted to share with you today.
Very good. Well, you know what's coming up Monday.
No, I don't. Oh, that's the inauguration, isn't
it? That's right, the inauguration. So in honor of the inauguration, even though we're not going to any inaugural balls, I might add.
Don't have many of those in Nebraska.
No, we don't. I do want to share a presidential quote. It's on the subject of character, again, by a president. And this one I thought particularly endearing because it's a quote from Jimmy Carter, who just passed away at 100 years old. His quote, "We must adjust to changing times and still hold to unchanging principles." Great words of wisdom, I think.
Well, these are from Cousin Pete, who's kind of a cool guy. He's a little older, a lot wiser. And he recently shared some rules. He says, women always get to make the rules for men. Now, it's our turn. So, here are Pete's rules for women. Oh, and he says that they're all number one on purpose because not any of them are in any special order.
Oh, very good. Good way to do it.
So, here we go. If something we said can be interpreted two ways, and one of the ways makes you sad or angry, we meant the other one. If you think you're fat, you probably are. Don't ask us.
Ouch.
Now, these are the rules that guys are making up.
Okay.
If you can either ask us to do something or tell us how you want it done, but you can't do both. If you already know how best to do it, then do it yourself.
No, we need you to do it, but we know the right way to do it.
And whenever possible, please say whatever you have to say during commercials. Now, these are not rules for a happy marriage.
No. It's good that you make that note.
One more of those on today's program. Christopher Columbus did not need directions, and neither do we. Of course, he was lost.
Yeah, he was lost. No other comment All than right. that. Christopher Columbus was lost.
Okay.
Actually, we've been kind of featuring Jim this week, but he's just been prolific in sending information. This was from a while back, but I thought it was time to share some tidbits. These are for golfers who are praying for an early spring, and Jim Thompson shared these. If your opponent has trouble remembering whether he shot a 6 or a 7, he probably shot an 8.
More than likely, yeah.
Does that sound true? Golf appeals to the child in all of us. This is proven by our frequent inability to count past the number 5.
That's right. That's all you get. 5s or under.
Oh, it's easy to keep your ball in the fairway if you don't care which fairway.
That's true. You can play the whole course. You paid to play the whole course.
Yeah, I can relate to that one. If profanity had any influence on the flight of a ball, most everyone would play better. So let that be a lesson to you.
We'd probably all be par or under.
And the greatest sound in golf is the whoosh, whoosh, whoosh of your opponent's club as he hurls it across the fairway.
Well, golf season in the upper Midwest will be here before you know it. Some of you folks are probably listening via a device out in Arizona or Florida playing a little golf already, and we hope that you have taken the good stuff along with you. Thanks for listening to your local radio station. This is The Good Stuff.